As some of you may know, I'm currently in Dubai, and maybe you also saw the incidents happening here right now. And I went live yesterday because it is important to have those world's events in mind when you market, when you create something like a launch, something like a campaign. It was the first time ever that something that happened in the world impacted my marketing, that I decided to let it impact it, not due to personal reasons, but due to brand perception reasons. And what I did, why I did it, and also some updates to how it feels like being in Dubai, you can find in this episode, which is originally a Insta Live. And instead of launching my brand new offer, I decided to do something else. What it is, I will tell you inside this episode. I don't want to spoil it at this point. And when I say that you can comment under the reel, under the live, to get the thing that you get right now, which is insanely good, you, when you're listening to this podcast episode, just jump into the show notes because I linked it below. And now, enjoy. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer. Creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. Big campaign today for a brand new offer I'm about to launch. And this morning I decided spontaneously to not do this. I'm currently in Dubai, and I think you already know, heard about all the things happening here. And yes, it is scary. To certain points, it is definitely scary. And this is not the reason why I rescheduled that launch. I didn't do it because I can't focus on work. I can't concentrate because things are going on. It's no personal reasons. It's clear intention. Because when I would do that launch, if I would drop that offer today, it wouldn't have the effect I wanted to have. And this has everything to do with brand perception, how your brand is perceived in this world. In this beautiful and at the same time cruel world, so many things happen. And most women, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to launching, when it comes to selling their offers, they have blinders on in terms of what do I need to say in order to make people move? What are the things I need to create so that people are activated by it? Which are the offers I should create so that people buy them? And when we have all these blinders on, there are certain times or certain seasons in your business when having the blinders on is a good thing. But this is not always a good thing. Having blinders on when it comes to comparison with other people, yes, these are the blinders we want to have. But having the blinders on and just doing your thing independent of what happens in the world could, marketing and brand perception wise, be the worst thing you could potentially do. Because when it comes to all these things happening in the world, They impact how people think. So when you do a certain thing and it is something that is related to your brand, like Dubai is right now related to mine, as I was speaking at that event yesterday, as I took my community with me, telling them I'm going to Dubai, I'm speaking at that event. Dubai is correlated to my brand right now, which means that people, when they think Ramona, they think Dubai. Like yesterday, that is the case. Today, tomorrow, and also the day after the tomorrow, this will be the case. So when I would now start like a great big campaign around a new offer, would create a big party around, would tell people, hey, this is the best thing on the planet, because it is, and I created the greatest campaign around I could have potentially created, then there would be like this mismatch between the things I'm talking in my stories, where I share how things felt yesterday, right before I was taking the stage, where I talk about that I don't listen to news, that what you see in the media is much worse than how it feels like to be here right now. There I talk about those things, and I want to continue talking about those things because it is important. But if I would do that in between, and now join that offer, come into that space, it's the best on this entire planet. And I will say it again, because yes, it is the best offer on the entire planet. It's the best thing I've ever created. And I decided, when I not open it right now, that I extend the waitlist, so you can still join the waitlist. But if I would do these things together, if I would share like I did just in the live I did a few minutes before that one, if I would share how it was yesterday, right before I entered the stage, how it was sitting at that dinner table, getting videos, photos, hearing those things happening here in the sky, then there would be like a weird feeling, and all these feelings, all these bad things happening, which impact so many people, would be related to my offer, which also impacts many people, but in a different way, in a different approach. And merging these two things together, on the one hand, dilutes or takes away from the things happening in this world, and then also waters down my offer, the launch, the campaign I originally planned. And I want the full positive spotlight on it, which is the reason why I rescheduled it. And you see this so often when things happening in the world, and there are always things happening. Sometimes they impact you personally. I don't hope that this happens often. Sometimes it doesn't matter, which was also the same thing I said on stage yesterday when I was losing a word. So sometimes it's something that has something to do with family and friends. Sometimes you just observe it. Sometimes it's something that has to do something with your belief system. It happens maybe on another place on this earth, but because of your belief system, it's kind of, yeah, concerns you, which was something with me, like in Australia, it was 2019, I was in Australia just 2 weeks before these big fires happened. And because I have been there, and I was standing there crying in the rainforest, because how beautiful this world is, how beautiful these animals are. And then hearing, I could tear up again when I talk about that. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, hearing that all of this is burning, that so many animals are dying, that so many people are affected by that, which is the word I was searching for before. It made so much with me. So sometimes there are things happening at a whole different part in this world, and it affects you. It affects how you think, how you receive things, how you receive information, how you process information. And this happens to every single one, to every single person. And when it is something that has something to do with your brand, like Dubai has to do with my brand right now, then it has to do something with how people perceive what you say, what you post, what you sell. So when something happens in this world, like if there was something happening with a plane, this is something I remember from a few years ago, where was this incident? I think it was in Spain or something like that, which was so tragic. It was something with a plane. I can't explain it, but maybe you remember and know what I mean. But it doesn't matter for that example. And there were still airlines selling flights to the exact spot where this thing happened. What does that do with your brand's reputation? It waters it down massively. The same thing when right now, when your audience is, or whether if you have people inside your audience, and especially if your audience are entrepreneurs, for example, who like do and who observe what is happening in Dubai, how it affects the people there, and you now use things like, this will let explode your sales, this is how you blow up in 2026. It doesn't have the effect you want it to have. And this is something you always have to have in mind. When I talk about brand perception, it's not only something where it's about what are the things I need to say, what are the things I can create also visual-wise, what is the world I want to create so that people can identify with, which is the main part. But when things happen in the outside, it changes how people think. It changes how they perceive your brand, which is why I decided to reschedule that launch and to do instead something I've never done before. I'm extremely excited about, which is, and we already prepared everything for that, so you can just comment under this reel or under this live. Flo was with me at that event yesterday and he recorded the entire speech. I was mic'd up and we have this entire speech on video, and I decided to give you access to that speech because it is important regarding the things I was talking about in there, which was audacious launches, how you can your boring AF launches into something that is audacious, fun, and profitable AF. The crowd went wild. I had so many women come to me after my speech who said, Ramona, I loved it. I had people tagging me in their stories saying this was amazing, and I didn't take a photo from her on stage because I took so many notes. I brought the audacious launch lab to Dubai. And now I bring it to you. So just comment speech under this slide and you will get sent the entire speech I was holding yesterday live on stage in Dubai. And it is not only because of what I'm talking about. It is not only great because of that, but also you can witness that even though there happened these concerning things, and I had people texting me, hey, what is happening? Are you safe? A few minutes before that, people around me who got their flights canceled. You witness me speaking in a room full of women who decide to see the good side of life, who decide when things like that happen, to say, what a life to live. In a room full of women who decide to make the best of every situation. And this energy alone, additional to the strategy the questions, the framework I give you in that speech. It's worth thousands. So just comment under this live speech and get my full Dubai speech for a limited time. I will keep you updated on my stories about the things happening in terms of how it feels for me, but it won't be like the big topic on my stories. I will always circle it back to my topic because we know brand perception marketing. And we see us when you witness me speaking on stage.